So it doesn't stimulate your brain directly. It stimulates the skin, which then stimulates nerves that send impulses to your brain that's supposed to alter your mood. So it's not like you're sending these pulses directly into your brain.
That's probably good. Hello and welcome to Terrifying Robot Dog, episode 10 for Friday, June 12th, 2015. I'm Jonathan Stark.
I'm Kelly Shaver.
And we're here to talk about how technology is changing the way we interact with the world. This week is Gadget Week. We talk about a holographic tabletop display, so cool, a mood-altering headset, totally scary, and active listening earbuds. Can't wait to hear about that. Please stay tuned. Terrifying Robot Dog is next. Fun stuff to talk about this week.
Yes, fun stuff to talk about. I like how we're going through all these. You were going through all this, and you had little comments on each one. And we got to the earbuds. Earbuds, and I can't wait to hear about that.
I suppose there's a pun in there somewhere too.
Yeah, but probably somewhere. But yeah, fun stuff this week.
Yeah, so I know nothing about any of these, so I'll be Mr. Question Guy.
Uh oh.
Yeah, but they sound cool.
They're
scary
do.
And interesting.
Yeah, in that order.
Perhaps terrifying. Well, let's not bury the lead. I want to start off with the holographic tabletop display, because, of course, the first thing that comes to mind is the chess game from the Millennium Falcon in the first Star Wars movie.
Oh, really? Because the first thing that came to my mind was Dungeons and Dragons.
Ooh. That would be sick.
And we're not nerds here at all, people.
Clearly. I can totally tell that. So what's the deal? Was this a Kickstarter? Or is this a Kickstarter?
It's a Kickstarter, but I had read another article about it that they were planning to launch in Q2 of next year. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that's dependent on this Kickstarter or if they're planning to do that anyway and they're just hoping to get some extra funds.
Gotcha.
Through the Kickstarter. Supposedly they have several working models of this that they've been displaying at technology conferences and that sort of thing for a while now.
Mm-hmm.
So while it's a Kickstarter, it does seem to be very much going to be a reality.
Nice.
Because some of them you can never tell.
Right. Well, I am looking at the picture and what it looks, they have a picture of a happy family sitting mm-hmm. around a table.
Looking at the solar system, learning science.
Yeah. So the thing looks like the size of a small ottoman. It's it's like a cube, basically, with an enclosed cube. It looks like, I can't tell if it has glass all the way around it or if it's just this glass pyramid in the middle.
I think it's glass all the way around it, and then it has that glass pyramid in the middle. I believe it's both. It looks like the image is only displayed within and on that pyramid itself.
Mm-hmm.
So like you're looking into it, and the holographic portion is that pyramid.
Yeah, and I'm like scrolling down. It looks like, I mean, there's a lot of hardware here.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's pretty obtrusive. It's large-ish.
It is, yes.
But the money part, like the money shot of the thing, looks just like Star Wars. It's like just like Star Wars, where like, the Emperor is talking to Darth Vader from his hand, or like Leia is talking to R2-D2. You get this ghostly little image, like this teleconference image of a person that you're talking to. It's pretty wild.
Yeah, that's what I thought of when I saw the teleconference example that they had there. It's this little person in a box that you're talking to.
Mm.
I don't know if there's any, I didn't see any mention of needing special software to make things make your graphics compatible with this. I'm sure there is. I'm sure you can't, do you think you can just plug in like any video feed and it turn it into a hologram? Surely not.
I can't imagine that the data would be there to make that happen, but it does say convert any digital content to a 3D holographic experience. That seems impossible.
It does. I wonder if there's no data. Like if it's not an actual 3D image, if they're just going to project the 2D image on each side.
Yeah.
You can just watch it from any viewing angle.
One would think. And so now this is interesting because, we've talked at length about Google Cardboard and mm-hmm. virtual reality and the new stuff from Google I.O.
Yeah, and the Oculus Rift commercial version was announced and revealed yesterday, I believe.
Oh, did they give a date?
Q2 of next year, but no exact date.
Wild. So, well, you can have a brand new version of Google Cardboard now.
Yes.
If you have an Android smartphone. And the interesting thing is that the way the camera needs to, the way you want your cameras to work to create the virtual reality experience that you get with Oculus Rift or Cardboard puts you inside the box. Mm-hmm. So it puts you in the center of the action. So the cameras are all clustered together in an array facing out. But this thing would need, was the opposite, right? You'd need like a cluster of cameras all facing into the center to get the image that you, to get the video that you want.
Yeah. Yeah. It's more, in some ways, this like good tabletop holograms and that sort of thing, in some ways, it excites me more than virtual reality, because I think there's a much stronger there's definitely a much stronger in-person social component to it.
Mm-hmm.
When you're talking about putting on a VR headset, you could create virtual worlds and interact with people in these virtual worlds. But when you're looking at a tabletop hologram, mm-hmm. then you're going to have everybody gather around the table on game night and play this game, or sit down with your child and you go through in some kind of educational program on it or that sort of thing. So it definitely, there's a much, much stronger in-person sort of social aspect to it that appeals to me.
Right. It's like you're taking something and virtually inserting it into your environment, as opposed to like the headset
virtually
stuff.
Virtually inserting yourself into a virtual environment.
Exactly. Right. So it's the flip side of it. It's super cool though. I mean, it's got a long way to go, surely, but it is. Did they say how much it cost?
Like $550 was the early bird.
Oh wow, that's not that bad.
So I think it's like closer to $900 for the full version. I can look here.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's around $1,000 for probably retail.
But
around
still,
$1,000.
I mean, you're getting a huge, like hardware wise, the thing is huge, which is one of that's definitely gonna be one of its drawbacks.
Mm-hmm.
But you're getting a lot of stuff for your money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, I would look, like, I was just traveling. It would be so awesome, instead of doing like a FaceTime, to do like a HoloTime, yeah. where I'm like sitting there, you know, that would be really cool.
Watching the kids, yeah.
Yeah, or they could see me. He's like, oh, daddy's on the counter.
Yeah. Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. But I mean, this has other implications too. Can you imagine something like this in like a medical school or some kind of engineering thing where you're looking at, like for instance, you're looking at a 3D model you want to print before you send it to your 3D printer.
Exactly. Yep.
Or you're in a medical school and you're studying anatomy or that kind of thing.
Mm. Yeah, it's got clear applications for sure. And mm-hmm. so it's kind of interesting. I feel like HoloLens from Microsoft is kind of like this, but on your face.
Yeah.
Which is, there's so many things happening in this space right now. It's wild.
It is. It's crazy. I mean, I feel like there's been so much tech news, even within just like the last week, that if we just wanted to report on news, we could talk for hours and not cover it all.
Yeah. The really bizarre thing about this is the cameras thing. Like capturing the camera. I mean, obviously, like you said, 3D models would be pretty straightforward to translate mm-hmm. into this. Easy for me to say. But it already has 3D data. So stuff that already has 3D data, like Google Street View or the Apple Maps or the Google Maps and the Google Street View, when they do the like those like 3D building models. Mm-hmm. So that stuff already got the data there. But to be able to shoot someone in real time, like teleconference, you need at least two cameras to get some kind of perspective, probably three.
Probably so, to get the 3D. Yeah, you need at least two to get the 3D.
Hmm.
I wonder, like, recording video for this. I know, like, the Oculus, I don't know if you've seen it or not, but the Oculus has lights on it that it uses in conjunction with a camera to do the motion tracking.
Yes, your head tracking.
Yeah,
yeah.
Your head tracking, and I guess now also your hand tracking, because they announced controllers to go with the Oculus Rift.
Cool.
So... I mean, you'd have to have some kind of tracking mm-hmm. if you're doing, well, maybe not for pure video, but if you wanted to model any kind of 3D motion, like live
yep.
motion.
Yep. Yeah. Who knows? I mean, certainly this will have like industrial or business applications first. It's hard to imagine even finding a place for this in my house.
Right.
But man, it's pretty cool.
Right. I mean, unless it's sturdy enough that I can like throw a cloth over it or set a board on top of it when I'm not using it and have it become my coffee table.
Yeah, that would be wild. Have it like on the base of the glass coffee table.
Yeah.
Have it always like have the solar system always kind of like revolving around in there, like real time with the actual solar system.
Track the International Space Station.
Oh man, that'd be cool. So it's, I mean, it's hard to tell from a 2D video of it or 2D pictures of it. And it's the same with the virtual reality goggles. There's no explaining it. You have to just put them on.
Yeah, that was one of the biggest complaints about the people that were, or not that people were having, but that the people demoing things like the Oculus Rift and the Gear VR, that was one of their biggest complaints. Was like, we can't really explain this to people in a 2D video.
Yeah, it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So people can check out Holus, H-O-L-U-S, the interactive tabletop holographic display on Kickstarter.
Yes.
It totally was funded. It's like quadruple what they were looking for goal-wise. So that will be coming to businesses near you in about a year.
Yes, it will be a thing.
Next up, number two.
Number two.
Thanks, THYNC, apostrophe S, Thanks mood-altering headset.
Yes.
Mood-altering drugs don't scare me, but this makes me nervous.
This makes me nervous, but probably not for the same reasons it does you.
All right, cool. So what's the deal with this?
The deal with this is it's basically an electrode that you stick on the side of your head. And then you use an app on your smart device that controls the electrical impulses coming into this electrode. And then that then stimulates, it doesn't stimulate your brain directly. It stimulates the skin, which then stimulates nerves that send impulses to your brain that are supposed to alter your mood.
Hmm.
So it's not like you're sending these pulses directly into your brain.
That's probably good.
Yeah, probably. But I still worry about the proximity.
Meaning
you've got them stuck on the side of your head. It reminds me a lot. There's this device. It's called a TENS unit. It's used for like pain management and involuntary muscle control and that sort of thing. And it's got these little electrodes.
Mm-hmm.
And you put them on your body at various points. And then it runs off a 9-volt battery. And you select your level of electrical impulses that you want it to send.
Hmm.
And it'll send these pulses. And then what they do is... my mom used one for a while, and in the sense of pain management, at least what they will do is the electrical impulses that the TENS unit sends will block some of the pain impulses from the nerves, just kind of create an interference there so those pain sensations don't get through.
Well, that seems like a very reasonable application.
Yeah.
What's
yeah.
this one pitched at?
Yeah, this is more you stick it on your head and you use it to alter your mood.
Hmm.
But to me, the technology seems very, very similar.
Mm-hmm.
And like TENS units have been out forever. This was early 90s. She had one of these.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get them now for like dirt cheap, way, way cheaper than this thing selling for. So, I mean, you got to figure there's definitely some difference between the two. But they do. It immediately reminded me of that. And they seem very similar. And the thing that makes me nervous is that I remember when she first got this thing, there was this book of cautions and warnings and things with it. And one of them was, don't send electrical impulses across your spine. Have the leads on the same side of your body, or, you know.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. And I don't know if that was just being extra cautious or if that was just because it was new and they didn't know as much about the technology.
Hmm.
But having read that and then to hear, yeah, stick it on the side of your head, it'll stimulate your brain.
Weird.
Makes me question it.
Who's this for? Like, why do I, so just scanning the page, I can see that there's like, you know, like I reach for this to put it on when I want to feel calm, apparently, because there's a calm setting.
Or when you want energy, because there's an energy setting.
Right. So there's two, I guess there's those two settings, or are there others like malaise?
At the moment, I think there's just the two.
Mm-hmm.
I could see something like this potentially as an actual medical device prescribed by doctors and sold through medical device means and that sort of thing. You know, if this technology worked as some kind of actual treatment for depression or that sort of thing, but you know, still I'm not sure. Like, I don't know, is this just the thing you do when you want to calm down and relax? I mean, I'd kind of just rather go have a beer and sit on the couch.
Yeah, that's what I mean, I have to imagine that this is aimed at, you know, the antidepressant market.
It seems like it's aimed at depressed people that are way too busy. Yeah. And they either can't unwind or they can't get enough stuff done. So it's giving them a setting for each.
Right. I would never use this. It doesn't even, it looks kind of, it looks very Star Trek. It's not, it's does. Like this, it looks like a large, almost like a large guitar pick, the size of a credit card maybe, but shaped sort of triangular with rounded corners.
Yeah, it's kind of shaped like the little shield I had to wear over my eye after the cataract surgery at night.
Yeah, it looks like, it almost does look like a flipped upside down eye patch. And it's up over the dude's eye in the picture. So it's like between his eyebrow and his hairline. And there's this mm-hmm. wire that goes back over his ear and a little light on it just for, I suppose, for decoration.
Yeah, for feels.
Yeah, and you can set it for calm or energy mode. And the person who reviewed it for TechCrunch said that it was very effective. They set it on calm and he immediately wanted to take a nap. But see, I always feel like I'm ready to take a nap. So maybe yeah. It was just...
Like, if I stop long enough, I can take a nap. But I don't know. That a lot of that could be placebo effect, too.
Right. That's exactly what I was thinking.
Then you get to, well, even if it is placebo effect, does it matter?
Exactly. It's like I fall asleep better with this guitar pick stuck on my forehead.
Right. Like, who knows or cares why? If it works for you, it works for you.
Right. Well, I am glad to know that it's not necessarily like shooting laser beams into your brain. So that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, no, it's not doing that. It's stimulating the skin and you're apparently creating various types of tingling sensations in your forehead will alter your mood. Who knew?
Yeah. So, folks, it would be interesting to know if you can think of other applications for this. It is pretty wild technology. I mean, especially if it works.
If it works, I'm getting one and I'm sticking it on Elvis.
Oh, for your pets. Now we're talking.
Yeah, Elvis he's a very neurotic and hyper animal. I have a special needs hound dog. We have to give him chill pills or he'll get so nervous he'll lick holes in himself.
Really? My nervous dog licks everything too.
Huh.
Weird. Huh. All right, so moving right along to number 3. I'm super curious about this one. So what we have here is called Hear Active Listening, H-E-R-E.
Yes.
And it looks like a normal pair of sort of wireless earbuds.
It is a normal pair of wireless earbuds that will do things like let you add special effects to sounds as you're hearing them and let you filter out and do noise cancellation or...
Oh, like reverse hearing aids?
Like reverse hearing aids. And But it's more than just noise cancellation. It will let you apply audio filters too. So you can cancel out noise or you can apply special effects or you can remove effects and...
Can I put effect on Maggie's screaming?
Yeah.
Nice.
Like a reverb on Maggie's screaming in real time.
So you know what this sounds like to me? Like sunglasses for your ears.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Through two truly wireless in-ear buds and a smartphone app, Hear allows you to instantly control real-world audio so you can hear what you want to hear no matter the situation. Hear does not stream or play recorded music. Instead, it acts as a studio in your ears, providing you with a volume knob, equalizer, and effects to transform real-world audio.
Oh, they already have a preset built-in filter for baby crying.
Oh, okay. I see. You can basically apply EQ. Yeah. So, yep, live music, live EQ, bass boost, reverb, airplane. You can suppress engine noise, reduce baby screaming.
Filter out background noise.
Reduce chatter, reduce subway, reduce traffic. Very interesting.
That is very interesting. I am very tempted to get a pair. And I mean, there are hearing aids that will do some advanced noise filtering mm-hmm. at this point. And but they don't have an app with them. You know, you have to go to the doctor and get them programmed to filter out this type of thing or to do this sort of noise cancellation or boost things in this frequency or that kind of thing. They're not end user programmable.
Gotcha. This is wild. So I'm looking at screenshots of the app And you can there's like a decibels screen. You can just reduce the sound of things around you
using noise cancellation. Yeah, it's like one of those big circular graphs with a
And sound effects, that sounds hokey. Add flange to your friend's voice.
Yeah, no, nobody wants to do that. If people use this, they're going to be using it to reduce the noise in noise. Reduce noise in the sound.
Right.
You know, noise meaning distractions and things you don't want to be hearing.
Yep. Yeah, and they, like we were reading before, they have preset modes for city, airplane, office, music. It has like in the airplane mode, there's jet engine, baby crying, chatter, and all, and there's like a big minus sign next to it. So you imagine you're sitting there, plane's taking off, baby screaming, and you just like delete, and all of a sudden you're the whole
I know, right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Wild. I mean, I'm tempted to get a pair because Richard has some hearing issues, not enough to need hearing aids.
Mm-hmm.
But background noise, like when there's a lot of background noise, he can't hear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm tempted to get a pair and use him as a guinea pig just to see.
Cool. I mean, they look a little weird because you put in the part that goes in your ear, which of course looks the same as all of them. It's like this little ear canal shaped thing. And then it has like a speaker on the outside.
Yeah.
That's wild. So that's picking up the outside sounds and pushing them through. But it sounds like there's no concept of like streaming music from your phone into them. They don't do that.
No.
So what are we looking at for a price here? Looks like about $200. The thing I wonder about is battery. I always want to know about battery. It says lithium ion rechargeable battery with 4 to 6 hours, depending on usage. Depending on how much baby you're filtering out of your environment.
Right. It needs a barking dog setting.
Yeah, totally. I wonder if you get, like, people get it to filter out their mother-in-law's voice.
It's weird. I was like, is it a hearing aid or is it an augmented reality device? Or
it is like it is sort of augmented reality, and it is hearing aid is.
I think that would be a stretch calling it a hearing aid.
Yeah, but it's kind of in that category.
Kind of.
The hearing aid's like a one trick pony version of this, where it just boosts the audio of things and equalizes it, so it's easier for you to differentiate background and foreground noise.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's some really advanced hearing aids now, but it's gonna be very different, and they're gonna be designed for all day use.
Mm. Very cool. Well, if people are interested in this sort of thing, you can find out more by going to Kickstarter and searching for
Hear Active Listening.
And the company is called Doppler Labs, and it's dopplerlabs.com. All right. Well, thanks for sharing those gadgets with us. Looking forward to doing another one of these episodes next month.
Yes.
That's our show for this week. I'm Jonathan Stark.
I'm Kelly Shaver.
And we hope you join us again next week for Terrifying Robot Dog. Bye.
Bye.
Like to give a quick shout out to Sore Hands, Kai Davis, and Tim Dietrich for giving us wonderful ratings and reviews in iTunes. If you'd like to help out the show, please dash over to iTunes and let the world know what you think. Thanks a lot.